Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
He's pressured. He's got a ton of room. There goes Josh Allen through the snow into the end zone. Touchdown, Bills.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Davis with a call yesterday on Fox as the Bills beat the Cincinnati Bengals 39-35 in what was a very entertaining and very strange game in Western New York. We'll get to that and the Packers and the Bears coming up in a moment, but we got to tell you about our show sponsor first at BetMGM. Because you've thought out the parlay, now it's time to boost it. Use today's Odds Boost token on any pro football same-game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Check out Femi's hour of the show, reacted to the college football playoff. Femi and I will do just that next hour, give you our initial bets for round number one and who we think is going to win the national championship. You know, there are instances in sports where you think about teams that in order for them to get over the hump, needed something to happen. And by need something to happen, I mean needed a specific team to lose. In baseball, the one that always comes to mind for me is when the Mets finally got to the World Series in 2000 and lost to my Yankees in the Subway Series. The Cardinals beat the Braves in the Divisional Series. Like, the Mets could never beat the Braves. And they didn't have to beat the Braves in order to get to the World Series in 2000. Think about the two Super Bowls that the Steelers got to, or the three Super Bowls that the Steelers got to, when they never had to play the New England Patriots, right? 2005, Ben Roethlisberger's second year. The Broncos beat the Patriots. Steelers beat the Broncos in the AFC title game. 2008, Tom Brady tears his ACL in the first game of the season. Bernard Pollard and the Kansas City Chiefs. Even 2010 when they lost to the Packers. Like, that's the Bart Scott can't wait game when the Jets beat New England in Foxborough. How about Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers could never beat Troy Aikman and Femi's Dallas Cowboys in the 90s? And when they finally got to the Super Bowl and beat the Patriots, they didn't have to beat Dallas to get there. No. No. They had to beat Kerry Collins and the second year Carolina Panthers. Green Bay couldn't beat Dallas. The Steelers couldn't beat the Patriots. LeBron James can't beat his hairline. So many instances throughout the years in the world of sports. It's possible that we could get to the end of the season this year and say that this is Buffalo's year. That this is actually, at least to win the AFC. Think about it, right? And I've been consistent that I don't think the Bills are going to win a Super Bowl with Sean McDermott as the head coach. Do I think Josh Allen can win one? Definitely. Once they get a new head coach. But if it were going to happen, I can be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. Maybe not yesterday when I basically got everything right in the NFL, which doesn't happen often. So allow me to victory lap it, please. If it were going to be any year, I think it'd be this year for Buffalo, where Josh Allen, as it stands right now, will be by far the best quarterback entering the AFC playoffs. Doesn't mean that Drake May can't perform better, or Stroud, or Lawrence, or whomever. But entering the postseason, it feels like this could be Buffalo's year. I would never pick the Bills to win the Super Bowl, because I don't trust their defense. And I think whoever comes out of the end, like, imagine how many points would the Rams score on the Bills' defense? Come on. How many points would the Packers score on the Bills' defense? Like, give me a break here, right? Like, let's be fair. But could the Bills get there? If the Chiefs are in the tournament, I say no way. I'll give the Bills a little bit of a fighting shot here. If Kansas City's going to be out, I'm not convinced they will be. But if they are, you can make the case for Buffalo. You actually really can. And I don't know if Emmy and I will talk about this on the show later, but, you know, you, the listener and the viewer, you might say that I am inhaling copium when I say that it's not over yet for the Chiefs. Maybe you're right. Femi spent like a minute on the phone earlier today saying that it's still not over. It's funny. It's actually funny. He meant it, though. And I still think the Chiefs can do it. So, I mean, I'm probably, you can laugh at me, too. Femi still thinks it's not over for the Bengals. We're 4-9. Well, let me tell you, if not for those two hideous interceptions that Joe Burrow threw, the Bengals would have won. Yes. And if my aunt had the male anatomy, she'd be my uncle. Like, sorry, he threw the picks. They lost. They have 9 losses. Like, they're probably done. Just saying. For the Cincinnati Bengals. You better you bet on this Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right. Packers and Bears. Oh, my. And just, you know, there have been a couple instances this year where we come on the show on a Monday and we're disappointed with the quality of play on a Sunday. We love football, right? We watch everything no matter what. We'll never stop. We are hopelessly addicted. Love football. Yesterday was great. A great day of games. And I think the best game all day yesterday, and I think it was one of the best games of the entire season. You could make a case it was the best game of the season. Green Bay 28. Chicago 21. Bitter rivals. Bitter cold. Frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. An incredibly physical game where these two teams were trying to beat the snot out of each other. like Kyle Manungai hit Edgerrin Cooper so hard on a run play that you could literally see the paint chipped off his helmet. This was a magnificent sporting event. This is what the Brits would call masterpiece theater. And theater would be spelled with an E, end with an E instead of with an R. This was masterpiece theater last night. Ending with Keyshawn Nixon's interception at the end of the game. He is not a crook. And Keyshawn Nixon got to give like a really weird quote post-game, asked about what it meant to him, and he said, I do this bleep for me. Okay. Kind of like came at an, all right, that's fine, Keyshawn Nixon, that's really great. I want to start with the Chicago Bears. We'll get to the Packers. This to me felt like, and like I'm a big brother, right? I have a little sister. But, I mean, I have a lot of friends who, like male friends who had brothers. And I would see this play out. And you can also like do this analogy with like, I remember when I played my dad in basketball for the first time and like came actually somewhat close to beating him in a basketball game. Or if you're someone out there listening, like a guy, or I guess he's worked with females also, but I mean, guys are dumber and get involved in physical altercations more, right? Where like little brother gets into a fight with big brother, right? And for the first time in their lives, little brother actually comes close to winning the fight or the wrestling match or whatever it is. But big brother still wins. But afterwards, big brother can say whatever he wants and can peacock around and strut around like he won. But he knows deep down, little brother going to be a problem soon. And little brother has earned that measure of respect. The Chicago Bears right now are still little brother to the Green Bay Packers. But in 2 weeks, maybe they won't be. My favorite sports book ever, and I've said this on the show many times, No Medals for Trying by Jerry Eisenberg, chronicling the 1989 New York football Giants. And I think it's a great expression for sports and for life. Got no medals for trying. Got to win. I guess it's a bad alleg. I wouldn't want my daughter thinking that way. Now that I'm a dad, it kind of changes the way I think about things. But in sports, it absolutely tracks, right? No medals for trying. You got to go out there and you got to win. So for the Bears, you get no medals for being in the game until the very end. But I'll tell you what, I feel differently about the Chicago Bears today than I did 24 hours ago. They stood toe-to-toe with the Packers in Lambeau and came out in that second half. They got outplayed thoroughly in the first half, and Caleb Williams was bad in the first half and totally turned it around. Another Ben Johnson second half masterpiece for Chicago. And if Caleb Williams like kind of like blew it at the end on that play where I think he had three avenues to either get a first down or score a touchdown and threw an interception. Besides for that play, he's terrific in the second half. He's great. And the Bears ran it down their throats. I don't think Chicago is ready for prime time yet as far as like getting to the Super Bowl. I don't think so. And I don't think they're as good as Green Bay. But they're going to be a problem. Like, they're here. Like, little brother's here. And little brother's maybe, like, a summer away from coming back for the start of the next school year with, like, a little mustache ready to kick your ass. They're percolating. They're almost here. And for Bears fans, I'll say this. Bears, now, Bears betters, like, I think you bet the Bears to win the NFC. Like, you're going to lose that bet, I think. You're a Bears fan, though. I think you got to feel pretty good about where things are at. And as for Green Bay, the point that I was making to end the last segment, and I think it's important for sports bettors and sports fans, but really more so sports bettors, to really absorb what I'm about to say. And this is not me preaching to you or talking down to you, because I make this mistake all the time. All the time. Every year. And Ken and I used to talk about it on the show during every football season. Because there comes a point in every football season when you really realize just how long this son of a bitch actually is. And how many different versions of teams you will see throughout the course of a 4-month regular season and 18-week regular season. And I think back to four games. The Packers have won 4 straight games, right? The game prior to that was the Monday night loss at home to the Eagles. And the game prior to that was the inexplicable home loss to the Carolina Panthers. When I came on the show, the Tuesday after the Packers lost that game Monday night to the Eagles, and I declared the Packers are off the list. Whatever the list is, Super Bowl contender, legit threat, off the list. I'll say it. Like, that looks pretty stupid right now. Now, in the moment, it felt great. But what I fail to consider in that moment is that the season's really, really long. And yes, Christian Watson coming back helps, and Jaden Reed coming back has helped, obviously. And you saw that manifest itself yesterday in the win for Green Bay. But I mean, there are many instances where you don't just need guys coming back from injury. It's just the season's so long. So I'll wear the L on. That's a bad take by me. I'll tell you, it was good radio at the time, but it was a bad take by me. Because the Packers are absolutely a Super Bowl contender. So I'm way wrong on that one from about a month ago. Jordan Love's playing great. Watson's emerged. Jaden Reed's back. I'll still take the Rams right now as the best team in the NFC. We could certainly have a conversation that it's the Green Bay Packers. We'll get to the Steelers and the Ravens and the rest of NFL Week 14 later in the show. But on the other side, the college football playoff is here. We've got reactions and we've got bets next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.